Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear five passages, A through E. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 11 through number 20. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now let's begin. A. The Apollo Theater. The Apollo Theater in New York City is a symbol of the brilliance of artistic achievement. Its history reflects the evolution of 20th century American music, especially black and Latin music, from jazz to hip-hop and rap. In addition to serving as a platform for established performers, the Apollo has been a wellspring for discovering new singing talent. Its main event, Amateur Night, was started in 1934. It features unknowns who perform in front of the notoriously animated and critical Apollo audience, which has been known to turn people into stars or reduce them to tears. Such singing legends as Ella Fitzgerald and James Brown launched their careers there. Bowing to financial pressure, the Apollo was forced to close in 1977. But after the building was declared a National Historical Landmark in 1983, it was renovated and Amateur Night began once again. 2 years after the Apollo celebrated its 50th anniversary, a television show based on the original Amateur Night began airing in syndication. Today, more diverse programs appealing to a wide range of musical tastes have been added. Enthusiastic visitors from around the world are once again flocking to the Apollo Theater to enjoy the experience.
Questions number 11. What can be said about the Apollo Theater? Number 12. What happened after the Apollo Theater was renovated? B. Tattoos leaving their mark. I knew that getting tattoos had become respectable the day my 70-year-old Aunt Dorothy showed me hers. She proudly lifted her skirt to her knee, and there it was, an image of Betty Boop, her favorite cartoon character. It is clear that tattoos, once just associated in the U.S. with prisoners and sailors, are becoming increasingly mainstream. Tattoos have been around since at least 2000 B.C. Ancient Egyptian mummies have been found with crude, line and dot pattern tattoos. Most of these mummies are female. The trend of women having tattoos continues. In fact, some experts estimate that 60% of people visiting tattoo parlors these days are women. While women used to favor discreetly placed flowers or butterflies, many now opt for larger, more elaborate designs. Dragons are replacing daisies. A 2003 survey found that 16% of all adults in the U.S. have at least one tattoo. Not surprisingly, the results also revealed people between the ages of 25 and 29 make up the most highly decorated group of Americans. About 36% of Americans visiting tattoo parlors fall into that age bracket. But increasingly, members of my Aunt Dorothy's generation are also ornamenting their bodies. Indeed, 7% of people getting tattoos are now 65 and older.
Questions. Number 13. What did the speaker learn from the fact that her aunt had a tattoo? Number 14. What did the 2003 survey reveal about people with tattoos?
C. Consumer complaints. Have you got a legitimate complaint against a company, but feel like you're banging your head against a brick wall? Contrary to popular belief, you don't necessarily have to hire a lawyer to get results, but you do need to know how to state your case effectively. The best way to air your grievances is in the form of a letter of complaint, but this requires a specific format. Your first paragraph ought to state the problem clearly. What happened to you, or what's wrong with a product? Keep it factual. In the second paragraph, present the solution as you see it. What action could be taken that would satisfy you? Surprisingly, that's usually more effective than threatening to call a lawyer. In the third paragraph, say why you're disappointed with the service or the product. In the fourth and final paragraph, state a date by which you'd like a response. This is essential. It puts the other party on the defensive and forces them to make a decision. Remember, the biggest mistake that people make in letters of complaint is to get over-emotional and start name-calling. The most effective letters are those that are polite but firm.
Questions. Number 15. What does the speaker recommend you do when you have a complaint? Number 16. What does the speaker say to avoid? D. Not just a game. Like other growing metropolises, Canada's Vancouver faces many difficult problems, such as urban sprawl and rising crime rates. Choosing the right policy to deal with these issues is not easy, not least because they become so politicized. Researcher Dave Biggs, however, decided to try turning these policy decisions over to the people in the form of a computer game. After creating a city planning game for the Vancouver area based on the popular game called SimCity, Biggs had 30,000 residents try it out. The game allows the people playing it to adjust a number of variables, such as land use zoning, tax codes, and air and water quality, in order to create the city they would most like to live in. Surprisingly, the plan chosen most often by those who played the game cut across political lines, with both liberals and conservatives supporting environmental conservation and sensible economic development. When players can see the consequences of their choices, says Biggs, they usually choose a far greener future than they do when voting for politicians. Now, several other cities across the world, as well as the World Bank, are showing interest in the program that Biggs has created.
Questions. Number 17. Why did Dave Biggs create the city planning computer game? Number 18. What was surprising about the results of the experiment?
E. Picasso's Guernica. In 1937, during the Spanish Civil War, the Nazis were providing military assistance to General Franco's dictatorial regime in Spain, homeland of the famous artist Pablo Picasso. That same year, Picasso agreed to paint a mural at the Spanish Pavilion of the International World Fair, but he was in search of inspiration for the mural. After a little village in northern Spain was devastated by German bombs, news of the massacre reached Picasso in Paris, his home at the time. This motivated him to create Guernica, named after the village. In it, he depicted the human cost of the bombing by using disturbing, fragmented images of humans and animals to evoke the violence and tragedy. The artist used only black, white, and gray tones in the painting, the absence of color suggesting the cruelty of war. As Picasso first learned about the village's destruction through newspaper reports, he showed newsprint pouring out from the flat body of the painting's wounded horse. It is said that when a German general asked Picasso if he were responsible for the painting, Picasso replied, "No, General, you are responsible." Only an artist of Picasso's stature could get away with such a bold statement.
Questions. Number 19. What is one way Picasso depicted the cruelty of war in his mural? Number 20. According to the speaker, what was surprising about Picasso's response to the German general?